Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors is expected to approve the reappointment of two members of the Headwaters Fund Board at today's meeting. Staff has recommended the board reappoint Zach Zwerdling to a final three-year term and to reappoint Greg Seiler for a second three-year term. In other Headwaters news, the board is also expected to approve a request of $13,000 to be used by the Film Commission, which will host an industry familiarization meeting in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. The supervisors will also discuss making five changes to how the Headwaters Board operates, including setting a floor of $16 million, ceasing all loans from the Community Investment Fund for 2 years, and investing $10 million outside of the county pool of investments. The supervisors will also take another look at a county ordinance that would limit campaign donations for local elections. The issue has come before the board in the past and was first approached last year, but was set aside because of concerns about the legality and the scope of any measure. Rex Bone has put campaign finance on the agenda for more discussion today. The Eureka City Council is scheduled to meet on Wednesday morning to interview the three finalists for the city manager's job. Three candidates will be interviewed by council members as well as a panel of local professionals, including former city manager David Tyson and county chief administrator Philip Smith Haynes. The panel also includes Regan Candelario, Randy Mendoza, Jay Parrish, Karen Suker, and Jim Test. The city will not release the names of the candidates, citing privacy concerns and the need to maintain the integrity of the hiring process. A sheriff's deputy responded to a report of trespassing at a property on Spears Avenue in Eureka on Monday morning. The property owner, who had a small cabin on site, had been called by a neighbor who saw two people entering and exiting the building. When the deputy arrived on scene, the two suspects were still inside their vehicle speaking with the property owner. The driver, 30-year-old William Hillegeist of McKinleyville, yielded to the deputy, but after stopping his car, he got out of the vehicle and dropped a baggie, suspected of containing heroin and methamphetamine. A search of the car turned up 21 pounds of processed marijuana, and both Hillegeist and his 26-year-old female passenger claimed they had documentation for medical use. The female was released at the scene, and Hillegeist was arrested for possession and transportation of a controlled substance. Humboldt State University, which already has established oceanography and fishery and marine biology programs, will launch a new interdisciplinary institute for research into marine and coastal science. With established science programs already in place, including the Marine Lab in Trinidad and the research vessel Coral Sea, Director Brian Tissett said the new institute will allow for research into one of the least understood areas of coastline in the region. The Marine and Coastal Science Institute will support visiting researchers and educators, an ongoing lecture series, closer ties with state and federal agencies, and provide research grants for students studying the beaches, reefs, and coastal ecosystems on the North Coast. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a motorcycle collision that sent a rider to an out-of-area hospital with major injuries. 26-year-old Josh O'Ryan of Whitethorn was riding his motorcycle eastbound on Matoll Road when, for unknown reasons, he lost control and collided with a telephone pole east of Petrolia near the dump. O'Ryan was wearing a helmet but suffered major injuries and was transported to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment. The County Bomb Disposal Unit was called out to Winship Middle School on Saturday morning after two suspicious containers found on the basketball court were reported. The two containers were rendered safe by the unit and were found to contain an acid similar to sulfuric acid, some of which had been discharged onto the blacktop. The site was cleaned up and there were no injuries reported. On Saturday afternoon, sheriff's deputies responded to the area of Myrtle and Lucas Avenues in Eureka and contacted two teenage girls who said as they were walking, an arrow landed on the sidewalk between them. The victims had no idea who may have shot the arrow, which appears to be a hunting arrow, and they did not notice anything out of the ordinary. Neither girl was injured. And a reminder that Fortuna police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 23-year-old Danielle Nicole Brooks, also known as Danielle Bertolini, who has not been seen in more than 2 weeks and who was last in contact with her family in January. Brooks Bertolini is considered an at-risk missing person. She's an adult white female who may be in the Fortuna or Swains Flat areas. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.